1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There could be a snag in the White House plan to get rid of student loan debt. ABC's Mary Bruce says it's part of the SAVE program that ties repayment to borrowers' income.
The future of the president's student loan forgiveness plan is now in question, and millions of Americans could be impacted. Overnight, federal judges in Kansas and Missouri preventing the government from implementing key parts of the president's student loan repayment plan, which we know has become a central part of the president's reelection campaign.
More severe weather on the way for a large chunk of the Midwest. In northern Iowa, western Minnesota, and parts of South Dakota, they have been dealing with widespread flooding. Julian Assange, publisher of the state secrets on his WikiLeaks site, has reached a deal with the Justice Department resolving the legal case over the site's publication of classified documents. Israel's Supreme Court ruling unanimously that the military must begin drafting ultra-Orthodox men for military service. They've been exempt so far. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is ordering the six groups in the legislative redistricting lawsuit to split the cost of the two consultants the court hired to review new options. The total bill is $128,000. The court ended up not having to rule. Governor Evers and the legislature reached a deal on new maps themselves. Milwaukee is busy getting ready for the Republican National Convention. Peggy Williams-Smith is president and CEO of Visit Milwaukee. She tells the Milwaukee Press Club that hosting the RNC is already paying off beyond July's convention.
We will make an announcement very soon in August of an event that would have never considered Milwaukee without the expansion and knowing that we were hosting the RNC.
More than 50,000 people are expected to come. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Storms rolled through southern Wisconsin again last night, and man, that thunder was loud. Authorities will be watching waterways that are close to or already in flood stage, especially when it comes to the Wisconsin River, the Crawfish River, and the Baraboo River. Remember, turn around, don't drown. If you get to a flooded road, find an alternate route. The NOAA flood forecasts are typically updated late morning, so we'll keep you posted. And in those storms last night, a church was struck by lightning, and this is the second one in just a month. St. John the Baptist Church in Jefferson had flames coming from the steeple last night. WISC reports there were about 20 fire departments on scene trying to contain that fire. You'll remember exactly 1 month ago, Holy Redeemer Catholic Church in downtown Madison had their steeple struck by lightning, too. Authorities spent the night getting it under control. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers with a comeback win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers trailed the Texas Rangers 3-1, then got a five-run rally started in the sixth, capped by a grand slam by the Brewers' Reese Hoskins on Valley Sports, Wisconsin.
His first home run since Philadelphia, and it was a big one.
The final, Milwaukee 6-3 over the Rangers. I asked Hoskins if he decided to swing at the first pitch or just react to the ball.
Just trying to get something up, regardless of, you know, first pitch or not. Just really trying to be ready to hit. Yeah, I think just the situation called for something up, and just happy to not miss it.
NFL, the Packers got the green light to build a third locker room to house teams when Lambeau Field hosts soccer games or college football. It's because the Packers will not allow visiting teams to use their locker room, even in the offseason. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Dry today under mostly sunny skies and warm temperatures as we spike to near 90 degrees. There is a shot of some showers and thunderstorms later tonight and through the overnight hours, but none are expected to be severe. The sunshine takes over tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for a totalitarian Tuesday edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. We prepare for a presidential debate, most important in your lifetime.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Yeah, but in history, they say Andrew Jackson was treated the worst, President Andrew Jackson. He was a great general and a very good president. And Abraham Lincoln was second worst. Now, he had a civil war, so you know, you sort of think that was understood. And now they're rewriting the books. Trump was treated the worst, Andrew Jackson second, and Abraham Lincoln third.
Okay. All right, Grandpa. Oh, dear Jesus. I can't literally.
Are you okay?
Pardon me?
Are you okay?
Jody needs combat pay. I'm sorry, I can't afford combat pay for having to listen to this much. Okay. All right. Hey, guess what the good news is when I have to spend a lot of time on a plane for Sexy Liberal? I read this entire fantastic book, as I do for every single book, for every single guest.
What's the name of the book?
Long Haul by this guy. Very, very exciting.
Frank Fuglisi.
Frank Fuglisi.
Frank Fuglisi.
Frank Fuglisi.
Former G-Man.
FBI.
Frank Fuglisi joins us now.
In color.
Frank Fuglisi, the former FBI Assistant Director for Counterintelligence.
Fuglisi, Frank.
I feel like I knew my favorite G-Man.
She's got you all.
Author of the bestseller, FBI Way, Inside the Bureau's Code of Excellence.
We're in the FBI and you fought against crime.
Every FBI agent as handsome and fantastic as Frank Fuglisi. Oh, hi, good morning, Frank.
Oh, are you talking about me?
I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you, G-Man. Frank, I really did. I have to say, in these news cycles, I do not get to read books a lot. I read the entire book on the plane back from Denver, Sexy Liberal, and it is terrifying and fantastic.
You're very kind, and thank you for reading it. Look, it was tough to write, never mind tough to read. It's I had to get my investigative hat back on after 25 years in the FBI, and I hit the road for over 2,000 miles in a big rig to try and understand the long-haul culture. And I, you know, just to throw some numbers at you, people often ask me, Frank, what possessed you to write this true crime book about serial killing? And I said, I prided myself in the FBI, thinking I knew all the corners of the FBI, Stephanie, and post-retirement is when I found out that the FBI's Highway Serial Killings Initiative is still very much going strong, and the numbers are staggering. Yeah. 850 murders of women alongside our highways, 200 considered unsolved and open, 450 suspects being looked at in the long-haul trucker community,
yeah.
And that's why I'm writing a book.
But, you know, Frank, I also thought you made such a good point about that obviously the vast majority of truckers are hardworking guys, and also that this is, you know, we owe them a debt that, like, our country runs because of all the stuff that, you know, that they bring across the country all over. So I think, and also the fact that, you know, a lot of the help they get is from other truckers in terms of solving these cases. But, Frank, talk to us a little bit about, because I thought it's so interesting with the debate coming up Thursday. We also had one of our right-wing callers that calls all the time that they're going to, that Trump is going to do this fill-in-the-blank so-and-the-so girl was killed by an illegal immigrant, right? And, you know, I just have to say, you know, you make the point in the book, as, you know, obviously Chris Ray and others have, the vast majority of these killers are white American men, right? I mean,
Oh, for sure. So, I mean, first of all, thank you for bringing up the reality we all know, because we all have food at the supermarket and on our tables that's been brought to us by truckers, and grocery stores would run out of goods in 3 days if truckers stopped trucking. So I partly dedicated my book to the American trucker. But you're right. When we have these headlines of death and destruction at, you know, from migrants, it's disturbing. It should not happen. We should be getting our act together better to vet who's coming in here. But the reality is that violent crime is down, that cities who receive the most migrants, undocumented migrants, have crime dropping.
Thank you.
So, you know, the headlines should be that we're killing ourselves. In fact, by the way, the FBI just yesterday released its latest active shooter report, and we are killing ourselves. 105 active shooter incidents killed people in active shooter incidents last year, the most in recent history. So we've got to keep things in perspective.
And Frank, it shouldn't really even be partisan. Of course, all of our hearts break when any woman is murdered. You know, as you write about in your book, is when anybody is raped or tortured or murdered. But the fact is, and you know this statistically, undocumented immigrants commit crimes at far lower rates than, you know, the rest of society. And I thought your book, you know, just was so, it was chilling, like you say, that there's now linked 850 killings to long-haul truckers. And I loved your, I don't know whether feminist is still a dirty word, but as a woman, as a feminist, I appreciated so much your, you know, focus on these women that are victims of sex trafficking and are often targeted because these guys think no one will care about them. Right? Because they're prostitutes, yeah. They've been sex trafficked, they have drug problems. But talk about that a little bit.
By far, the most moving part of the book and the research I did was my face-to-face interviews with women who have survived violent encounters with long-haul truckers and lived to tell about it. Two of them helping to run resource centers right now. In fact, a portion of the proceeds of the book go to help four different resource centers who help women get out of trafficking. Their stories were literally tear-inducing for me, and the trauma they've been through. The heroes in my book happen to be women, and I say happen to be because, you know, I didn't plan it that way, but the victims are women. And not only that, the woman who, crime analyst, who started the whole program of looking at serial killings by truckers was a female crime analyst in Oklahoma's State Bureau of Investigation. She's the one who, instead of, you know, the detectives telling her, hey, go get us some more coffee back in 2003, she's the one who said, no, you wait a minute. There's 10 girls dead around the country who came from Oklahoma, and I think we have a serial killer. That was when the FBI came in and said, you do have serial killers. They are truckers, and we're in on this initiative.
Yeah. And it's so heartwarming, this, you know, stories toward the end of the book about these women, you know, being helped and coming out of this, because I think it's a self-esteem problem too. As you say, many of them, you know, fell victim to men like early on, you know, in terms of, you know, who then brutalized them, you know, there was violence that was, you know, forced them into sex trafficking. A lot of them, you know, then were addicted to drugs, and that was what was feeding it. And so I think this, like, what do you call it? Psychologically, economically empowering women is one of the most uplifting parts of your book.
Yeah, I it's funny. I learned a lot doing the research here. And no matter the socioeconomic background, the race or ethnic background of the women victims I talked to who survived truckers, there were the commonalities that the experts told me to look for. They all had the early childhood trauma, often in the form of unwanted touching or worse. Then they had a tower of trauma in the family, domestic violence, you name it, it happened to their families. And then the bad boyfriend or series of bad boyfriends, early introduction to drug use. Then here comes the hard drug use. Then essentially the boyfriend becomes the groomer, the pimp. I get deep into that process in the book.
It is terrifying. You know, and I wonder, to my perspective as a gay woman, like I thought, oh my God, these poor women, like, but just in terms of, you know, giving them the self-esteem to not think they have to be dependent on a man, because it just, like you say, it led to such dark places, sadly, for so many of them. Well, I mean, let's talk about, so, oh my God, some of the names they've been given, the truck stop killer who rigged a traveling torture chamber in the rear of his truck is suspected to have killed 50 women, the interstate strangler who once answered a phone call from his mother while killing one of his dozen victims. So this is why the FBI opened this special unit, right? The highway serial killing initiatives. You talk about from a crime point of view why it's so hard to solve some of them, because they sometimes abduct them in one place, kill them in another place, dump their body in another place. So it crosses all these jurisdictions, right?
Yeah, you've got an 18-wheel mobile crime scene with these trucks, often in very open, isolated stretches of highway, perfect for dumping bodies. And you're right, the challenge here for law enforcement, and where the FBI database and help comes in, is just what you said. They're exploiting the gaps in law enforcement jurisdictions. They're grabbing the victim in one territory, raping and murdering her in a second territory, and then dumping the body in the third. That makes it really hard. Add to that, Stephanie, that there's no family members who even know that their loved one is missing, let alone dead. There's often no ID found on these bodies. I have cases in the book that took decades to put a name with a body, let alone find the killer. And the guy you mentioned is Robert Ben Rhodes, the most notorious evil long-haul trucker I came across. And yes, he tortured and raped women for weeks on end before killing them. It's 25 years in the FBI. I thought I've seen the worst humanity was capable of, but I was wrong. It's the cruelty and evil I saw in these long-haul truckers.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we were saying, you know, especially those of us in radio, we have a lot of trucker, you know, as you mentioned in your book,
yeah,
a lot of people, you know, truckers listen on Sirius XM. And again, I'm glad you made the point, because many of them call and they honk their horn for me, which is one of my few joys in life, Frank. But, you know, I'm glad you made the point that, you know, I mean, Mike, the guy that you, I mean, by the way, that was hot. Your stories of like hauling pipe and I don't know.
Stephanie, stop it.
He worked as a long-haul trucker with a guy named Mike for weeks, and it's peed in a jug, and, you know, that was hardcore, Frank.
I slept in the sleeper berth. Boy, that's not the Ritz-Carlton, let me tell you. And peeing in a gallon jug, because this guy, you know, much younger, he wouldn't stop. And I'm like, hey, buddy, time to go. He's like, yeah, there's the gallon. We were part of the U.S. economy. We were hauling drywall to the housing industry. We were hauling lumber. We were hauling aluminum pipe that we delivered to a DOD ammunition manufacturer. We were the economy during that journey.
Yep. Well, and again, thank you for, you know, saluting all the women that are helping these women and helping them come out of, and women that have survived it and are helping others. I saved this tweet for you. One of my favorite stories of January 6th is the women who went on dating sites afterwards, found the perpetrators, and turned them into the FBI. I love women. they will save us in November.
There's case after case after. let me tell you, there's multiple January 6th cases where the scorned girlfriend or wife has gotten her revenge, let me assure you.
Can we talk quickly? The other thing, just FBI related in the news, you know, you must be as terrified or more than I am about, you know, these constant threats that Trump has caused against FBI, you name it, right? Prosecutors, FBI agents, judges. So Judge Cannon scolded a member of Jack Smith's team during a hearing on Trump's in Trump's case, saying, I don't appreciate your tone. Smith was already said that Trump's remarks about the FBI were not only false, also dangerous. He said it was amplified by Truth Social. Judge Cannon seemed to have a hard time discerning a direct connection between Trump's message and any palpable threat to agents working on the documents case. Well, Frank, you know, when Trump says, oh, they were here to assassinate me, that puts a target on every FBI guy, right?
There's a phrase for what Judge Cannon is doing, and it's called willful blindness. And, yeah. and you know, she is looking the other way on all of this, and that's the kindest thing I can say to her. There is an absolute palpable threat to FBI agents and prosecutors right now, and it's coming from the top, meaning the top of the MAGA problem, and that's Donald Trump. We released the interview yesterday on my YouTube show called Frankly. I interviewed Andy McCabe, former acting director of the FBI, who, of course, was fired 26 hours before his retirement eligibility. And now here again, you know, he was threatened by Trump back then. Now we have Steve Bannon saying twice, we're coming for you, Andrew McCabe. You know, you can run, but you can't hide. We'll extradite you from some other country if you leave the country. So here we go again with the threats. And for Judge Cannon to say, in the day and age when the FBI has had to stand up a unit to do nothing but deal with threats against FBI agents, we're having weekly arrests of people who are trying to kill FBI agents, and she is choosing to ignore it and pretend she's dumb. She's not. She has an agenda.
Yeah. I mean, Frank, he's going to get someone killed, and I just feel like we're all just, like, waiting, clenched, you know. I mean, if ever there was a case for a gag order, it's with Trump. Let's talk quickly about one other big story you commented on. Julian Assange will be released from prison as part of a deal with the U.S. He will plead guilty to violating the Espionage Act and not spend any time in prison in the U.S. He will expected to return to Australia. Thank you for your point. You just said never a quote-unquote journalist. Never. He did irreparable harm. He endangered lives. Julian Assange. Here's the other thing, is some of people on the left even seem to like him, and I'm like, oh, because he hurt Hillary, because you didn't like Hillary, right? Yeah. But that's not journalism. You are correct.
Yeah, look, I know, I've been told, oh, Frank, you're biased on this because you come from the intelligence community. Yes, you got that right. And by the way, I know what he did. I know the damage he did.
People died.
Manipulated. Yeah. He gave up single sources, technical and human, and that our adversaries have. And you can't get those sources back overnight. And it did irreparable harm to national security. By the way, you know, if people kind of lump him in with Chelsea Manning, he manipulated, his team manipulated Chelsea.
That's right.
Chelsea Manning.
That's right.
They just exploited Chelsea's vulnerabilities, and it was all for just to make him feel like he's part of a cause, but the cause was simply espionage. So I don't buy it. I'm sorry. I'm the national security guy, but I know what he did, and I would have liked to have seen him put inside the prison.
Frank, I know you're on the phone, so you can't see it. I'm holding up long haul, and just when I thought you could not get more attractive to me, you and your, I don't know what, flannel shirt and I don't know what else, putting tarp on a load of pipe is super hot. Okay.
Oh, no.
All right.
We apologize, Frank.
Sorry, sir.
That's all right. I'm used to it.
All right, G-Man. We'll talk to you next time. Thanks so much, Frank. The book is Long Haul. Thanks again.
Thanks, Stephanie. Take care.
All right,
okay,
you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
He has that dimple in his chin. He's chiseled. It's fantastic.
You made him blush. I could hear that over the phone.
How many times have I been apologized for in my life?
Right?
Right in front of me.
The Stephanie Miller Show would like to apologize to Frank Figluzzi for Stephanie Miller.
I remember my favorite was when Babe Buchanan apologized to Oliver North for me right in front of me.
Yeah.
After I mentioned that he was kind of a hypocrite and a crook.
Well, didn't you call him a convicted felon? And
yeah, he got off on a technicality.
Yeah.
My mistake.
He was convicted technically.
Okay. 22 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein. Oh, you've replaced your protein with a plant.
Yes, Justin Root brought us plants yesterday.
I saw that. Yes. What a lovely gentleman.
He is lovely.
Okay, speaking of lovely, look at those show pony muscles on Chris LaBoy.
Well, you know.
Oh, I might have missed a couple of gym postings. I got to go back and look. I kind of stalk your muscles on Instagram, to tell you.
It's not weird
go
at
look.
All.
No, not at all.
I don't feel sexually harassed at all.
No, not even a little bit.
Well, you got to sell it. Sell it for mama. Sell that Power Life High Impact Protein. Go get your face up in Chris LaBoy's Instagram.
Yeah.
You see what I'm talking about.
Get my face in there.
Yeah. Tony Horton created it. He discovered he got shingles. Remember, he's the P90X guy.
Yes.
He got shingles, thought he was going to make it. He is 65 now. He looks amazing. He discovered HMB, naturally occurring molecule, that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise, and it's delicious.
Yep.
Strawberry, vanilla, chocolate, what do you like? It is available in whey or plant protein. Just one scoop, and bam, it supercharges your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. Make this your spotter. Get it. Go to MyPowerLife.com, type in the code FITNESS, save 30%, and you get a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. What he's got to lose? Do it with Mama. MyPowerLife.com and type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Or go right to MyPowerLife.com and type in fitness.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He's the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and the star of the newest hit show Better Human, Better Dog on Nat Geo and Disney+. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this guy knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving them to my own dogs, Bonnie and Clyde. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem younger, happier, friskier, kissier. I also like that it's not messy, easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Miller.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Are your taste buds bored? Awaken those tired senses with a culinary treat at La Pollera Colombiana in Madison. La Pollera Colombiana's delicious, authentic cuisine is like taking a food journey through Colombia. There's a dance of flavors in every bite. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. till midnight. La Pollera Colombiana, 3579 East Washington Avenue in Madison. Your taste buds will thank you. La Pollera Colombiana.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. Try the SMART system for organizing your approach. S is for specific. What exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And T is time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Stephanie Miller. Bye, 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 bye.
Stephanie Miller.
Thank you, Rude Pundit. He tweeted, definitive proof there is no God. Donald Trump posting in all caps how much he loves the Ten Commandments, and he wasn't immediately vaporized by multiple lightning strikes.
Well, there's that.
I think the case may be closed on, is there a God? All right, 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Lawyers for the Wisconsin Justice Department don't want people with disabilities to vote electronically from home this fall. There was a hearing in a lawsuit yesterday. The Attorney General's lawyers tell the judge it would be confusing and risky. Voters with disabilities say they have a right to a secret ballot. The judge says he'll rule in a few days. Debt collection on student loans in default resume in September. Advocates want the U.S. Department of Education to expand outreach efforts to borrowers who've fallen behind.
The Department of Ed is just missing a whole chunk of people. And so we really heard from a variety of outreach experts that you need to reach people through multiple mediums. So we'd love to see more texting and creative ideas like push notifications, things like that, reaching borrowers where they actually are on their phones.
Tia Caldwell is with the group New America. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Well, it's official. Madison voters will decide whether to raise property taxes to keep the school district afloat and fund renovations. Last night, the school board voted to put two referendum questions on the ballot, totaling more than $600 million. New Superintendent Joe Gothard says MMSD is facing similar issues as many other districts, largely because of the school funding formula.
Revenue limits have not kept up with inflation in the last 12 years, and MMSD this year, 2023-2024 alone, it leaves a $21 million gap in revenue.
The referendum questions will be on the ballot in November. And after this year, the Monona Community Festival is no more. Organizers announced this will be the final year because of fewer volunteers, increased costs, and new regulations. The original version of the event started in the 60s and 70s. The final Monona Community Festival is next Wednesday the 3rd and Thursday the 4th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Dry today under mostly sunny skies and warm temperatures as we spike to near 90 degrees. There is a shot of some showers and thunderstorms later tonight and through the overnight hours, but none are expected to be severe. The sunshine takes over tomorrow too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 81 degrees.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Paul 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. Right, it takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll recap the overnight storms. Hopefully everyone is okay. Then we're going to talk to Eitan Levine about his quest to raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Way and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
They drummed you right out of Hollywood. So you come crawling back to Broadway.
Well, Broadway doesn't go for booze and dope. Now you get out of my way, because I've got a man waiting for me.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Chris, who
crying,
said...
Crying gay waiting for you.
What?
You had a crying gay waiting for you.
Yes.
Yes.
Who said, did you tap that? You should have tapped that.
That would be me.
Yes, you're not supposed to get it right. Why? You're even getting it wrong the way you're supposed to... Okay.
Did you tap it?
That was someone on Twitter that said you're the best wingman. No, I didn't tap anything. Denver, sexy liberal.
You should have. There was a whole city full of lesbians, and you didn't tap any of them?
It's Pride weekend and everything.
What is wrong with you?
I'm a loser.
And you were downtown at the 16th Street Mall. That's a lovely place to meet the gays.
Laura in Georgia, maybe in Atlanta. Who knows? Formerly, the artist known as Laura in Albuquerque, writes of Atlanta Sexy Liberal. Mama, so excited to be able to see your beautiful face soon. Hooray. Atlanta's up next after Boston. That's July. Is Boston and Atlanta. Okay.
Atlanta in July is a lovely time of year.
My last live Sexy Liberal show was in Albuquerque 2012, so it's been way too long. The Tabernacle in downtown Atlanta is so beautiful. Doing a lovely place to showcase your talent, Squee. By the way, the Paramount in Denver is gorgeous.
Yes.
Oh, my God, what a gorgeous theater. A bunch of us are planning a meetup late afternoon, the day of your show, July 27th. We'll be at Manuel's Tavern, a local Atlanta Democratic institution, which seems perfect on a day we're all standing together for democracy. I know you'll be busy, but you and your crew officially invited to swing by. You never know. I might be molesting a monument near there. And
that's
I will.
True.
I grabbed some Cowboys package in Denver.
You might be finding someone to tap.
Thank you again for everything you do. And just know that you make such a difference in people's lives. We love you, honey. Stay cool. Take care. Please give my love to Chris and Jody. And you guys, say she sends her love.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Laura says,
Thank you, Laura.
Okay. I'll see you in Atlanta. And then what do we got? New York City and then Chicago or in in August. Oh, my God. Can I just say we're working on very, very exciting surprises. Oh, one I didn't even tell you about for Chicago. A big one. I don't know if I should say
it. President Obama?
Well, we already have Representative Jan Schakowsky, Jill Weinbanks. We have a very soft yes from Jamie Harrison.
Right.
He'll be a little busy.
Yeah, that's his week.
I can give you a hint about who the other name is.
Right.
It rhymes with?
No, I can't.
Sounds like?
I can't. Stop it. Who, let's see. Bub. Bub.
I'm a stinker today.
You are a stinker.
You are. Bub tweeted, I could listen. A true story. My coworker told me he and his wife are the same age. I told him my wife used to be 4 years older than I am, but I'm now 58 and she's somehow 32. He said, are you a Steph head? See, it's a true. By the way, Chris, did you see the true Stephanie Miller story that I tweeted the video of? He's not going to believe me, and it happened to me. And I have video evidence, and the guy that owns the show witnessed it. I have a witness, and I have tape. I asked this couple to take my picture in front of all the pride flags, and he goes, and he took it, and then he's like, did anyone tell you you look like Stephanie Miller? And I said, yes, I am Stephanie Miller. And then I taped a video with them directly after that, because they were there. They were in town to see Sexy Liberal.
Oh, good.
That happened live to me.
That's
a true Stephanie Miller.
That's neat.
Oh, shut up.
He's being a stinker.
Mark in Portland. Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys, I don't know if you heard this, but Mike Myers is threatening to sue Donald Trump for copyright infringement if he takes off his clothes, because then you'd see fat bastards.
Uh-huh.
I knew that's where you were going.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right. We will see you, Portland. When is that? September 7th with Rachel Bitticoffer and Tom Hartman.
Yeah.
Portland.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
It'd be awesome.
Okay. Rick in Delaware. Hello, Rick.
Hey, Steph, great show. Love Frank Belluz. God bless you. I was hoping to talk to Charlie. I love this joke on the stigmata. I'm from Wilmington, Delaware, and I grew up in Little Italy, right around. I met Joe Biden when I was 15 years old on my front porch when he was running against Boz.
Wow.
You know, and then when I was 16 working at the local steak shop, Frankie's, he would always come in there with his lawyer friends. And, you know, he's a Wilmington guy.
Yeah.
And when they flipped that coin, and he chose the right podium instead of speaking last, that's because he's from Wilmington. Because if you even think, growing up in Wilmington, if you even thought somebody was going to try and jack you or change the situation into their favor, you were ready for it when it came. the last thing, if Donald Trump talked last at a party of 100 people,
yeah,
when you walk out of there, a normal person walks out of there, he's not going to be excited. He's going to be dumbfounded.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to happen when, you know, you got Jeanine Pirro out there. Oh, he gets to talk last. That's the last thing everybody's going to remember. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I hope he has plenty of time to expound on sharks, boats, water, batteries, whatever.
Laser beams?
Freaking laser beams.
Uh-huh. Yes. By the way, Frank, I didn't have time to get to everything with him, but Frank Figluzzi tweeted, Lanny Davis says Biden should pardon Trump in part to return the campaign to issues, but Trump's criminality is an issue as it goes directly to his competency. Thank you. Oh, my God. We love Lanny, but...
Lanny's wrong.
Thank you. I mean, that's wronger than Chris LaVoy. It's Wrongy McWrongerton from Wrong Town. Frank also tweeted, unholy alliance between Putin and Kim Jong-un. The good news is sanctions have them weak and desperate. The bad news is desperate can be dangerous.
Yeah.
And yes. They both, stakes have never been higher for them wanting to get Trump, this lunatic Trump, reinstalled in office. So we have to just be ready for everything,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? These next, is it four, how many months? It's going to be exhausting.
It's about 4 months, yeah.
4 months, we have 4 months. Huh. Bill and
we have a lot of shows to do before then.
Yes,
Bill and Newt. I just had to send my schedule to someone, and it exhausts me just writing it. Okay, hi, Bill. Bill
hi.
And Joyzy.
Oh, hi. Yes.
Yeah. Hello.
Yes. Go ahead.
I find it kind of funny that a guy who owns hotels with thousands of rooms is worried about saving water. It's probably saving you millions of dollars. Those water restrictors have been around for 30 years.
And exactly.
The toilets, like, for 20 years. And Mar-a-Lago, yeah, is between two waters, Mar-a-Lago. And
right.
He's 8 feet above sea level, mm-hmm. And about 300 feet. So when the tides start rising, I think he's going to have a little water on his hands there.
Well,
maybe it's aquaphobia or hydrophobia. Maybe he's got rabies. I don't know.
He's got rabies.
That's
he's
it.
Got
that,
rabies.
There's that is, and you know, I'm someone that spits when I get really excited about stuff. But at least it's clear. It's not that he has like old yellow. Like I don't know what the hell is going on. It's like white.
Yeah, he's gross.
Like you know, like he just came from a meeting with Putin. You know what I mean? Just.
It's not what it sounds like.
No.
It's not.
Listen to the straight lady.
Like it's a skill I have to relearn. It's like algebra. I need that again.
If it sounds like that, you're doing it wrong.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you're doing it really wrong.
Really wrong.
All right. Among the claims by Trump's lawyer is that Jack Smith has no real authority over the case because he wasn't confirmed by Congress. That's an argument they tried with Nixon, with Bob Mueller.
Hunter Biden tried it, by the way.
Thank you. The question Judge Cannon is considering is about funding for the special counsel's office. Trump's overarching effort to declare Smith unconstitutionally appointed remains a long shot, according to one analyst. But Cannon made a blockbuster remark on Monday suggesting that the limitless funding of the special counsel's office implicates serious separation of powers concerns for her. I wonder if she had the same concerns when Ken Starr spent how much money investigating a consensual BJ?
Uh-huh.
How much taxpayer money was that?
So much.
Trump's team argues the special counsel asked for a gag order because the first presidential debate is scheduled for Thursday. No, it's because he's going to get someone killed.
Yeah.
And that's been going on in every case, by the way. I don't know if you saw some of the stuff that Alvin Bragg reported.
Yeah.
Just horrifying. David in Miami. Hello, David. Hello, David.
Hey, Professor. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Yes. All you who think it's no big deal, remember that Trump's fans thought that 6 million weren't enough. Mm-hmm. They're willing to let 6 million die in herd immunity mm-hmm. based on nothing.
Yeah.
But sure. Fail to vote for Biden and find out what happens next, like I did with Nader 2000.
Yeah.
Be careful out there.
Yep. Yep, be careful out there, everybody. Isn't that from, what is that? What was
Blues.
The cop show?
Hill
Street Blues. Be uh-huh. careful out there, everybody.
Yeah.
That went off the air like 30 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, you weren't even born really
right.
yet. You were.
I watched. I've had a lot of insomnia. My body clock gets totally, you know.
Effed.
Right. After Sexy Liberal. But it was a movie with Elizabeth Banks and Sigourney Weaver. It was fantastic. It's about when women had to have, you know, this underground society to get abortions safely. And anyway, but it was, what was sad about the movie is there's the part where, you know, Roe passes and they're not needed anymore because women, I can't believe we're back here again, right? They had to, you know, operate this underground thing to help women, like an underground, you know, railroad almost. Anyway. Okay, so I took one day off, was it, Jody?
Yes.
And Trump, as I mentioned earlier, claimed that he suggested to UFC President Dana White that he should start a league where migrants fight each other.
Yeah.
He told a gathering of conservative Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when, you know, they fed the Christians to the lions? It's sort of like that, but... Just people he doesn't like, you know, migrants. Maybe maybe gays. Maybe, you know.
The homos?
Gay migrants.
Right.
The homos taste fruity. To the lions. What?
Like crunch berries?
Yeah, like crunch berries. Oh. Homos taste like crunch berries.
Okay, I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know that. See?
It's delicious.
There is a reason for you.
Well, you know.
The Biden campaign said, fitting that convicted felon Donald Trump spent his time at a religious conference threatening to round up Latinos, bragging about ripping away Americans' freedoms and promising to be even more extreme if he regains power. There is nothing he says at this point that is not completely horrifying, but okay. Also, he's still whining about meeting with the CEOs where they all said he's crazy. Uh-huh. He has no idea what he's doing. And oh my God. Mm-hmm. Somebody claimed Fortune 100 CEOs. He said we'll be reluctant Biden voters in November because they truly fear Donald Trump. Let's hope so. Let's hope everybody. This is a decency test.
It is.
In November. He said roughly 70% of Fortune 500 CEOs are Republican, but that doesn't mean they'll be supporting Trump, arguing his response to the January 6th Capitol riot and the Charlottesville rally lost him any chance of public support from these business leaders. He said there are no Fortune 500 CEOs who are supporting President Trump, and that is a historic break. Yes, let's hope so. Let's hope at long last, we have some decency in this country. And then we'll get back to arguing about the issues again. All right. Mommy's sleepy. 46. 46.
You got cartoon birds flying around your head?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
46 minutes. Are those Peggy Noonan's Chardonnay canaries again? Are they back? Okay, 46 minutes after the hour of this portion of the show. Brought to you by Morning Kick. Yes, sir, Bob. Today's weightlifting day.
It is.
It's right in there, strawberry lemonade flavor. And by the way, you know when you you absorb stuff that are in liquid supplements? Mm-hmm. There are 10 supplements in one in there. It's like some sort of magic potion. It's strawberry lemonade flavor, so it's delicious.
Yep.
And then I get my ashwagandha.
Woo-hoo.
You know, Jody is starting to do a better conk than the actual one. Much like Carlos Alzraki does a better Robert De Niro than Robert De Niro.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, 10 supplements in one. I'm telling you, there's stuff in there for my muscles, my joints. If you want to feel better, gain energy, enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie, or you could text Stephanie to 511-511. Claim 40% off. They have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent a disease. Bam! Text fees may apply. Or go right to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie.
The left roars back. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Mypowerlife.com, code fitness.
business.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
Drew, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Yeah. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein. Chris LaVoy has a fantastic body full of muscles, and he does not get out of a limo shirtless like some douche-tastic presidential candidate that we've mentioned.
I don't take a limo to the gym.
Doesn't everyone? Only if they're a douche-tastic.
I take my
chaos candidate.
Even Arnold Schwarzenegger rides his bike to the gym.
Thank you. I bet you know what? I bet Tony Horton also is not douche-tastic. He created P90X. I used to do the P90X. He got shingles. He didn't even think he was going to make it, people. Now he's 65. Look at him.
Yep.
Looks amazing. Jody and I say, we've better bodies now than we did, 30 years ago. Jane Fonda says that. Age is not an issue. Yeah, it's what you put in your body. HMB is a naturally occurring molecule, helps you build and maintain muscle even without exercise. High-impact protein available in whey or plant protein. Bam! You just put a scoop in your favorite beverage, and it supercharges your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. Make this your sidekick. Go to MyPowerLife.com, type in fitness to save 30% and get a 90-day guarantee. Go to MyPowerLife.com or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. 53 minutes after the hour, Kevin in Omaha, it's his birthday.
Kevin!
Hi, Kevin. Happy birthday.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
I didn't really want to go on air, but I called to find out where Chris hangs out in Omaha when he visits, and also to beg you to come to this blue dot that might determine who is going to be the next president.
Why, that is true.
You know,
Nebraska is going to be really, really important.
We didn't get to pick the cities this time. Live Nation did, but please come to Kansas City. It's going
Kansas
to be fantastic.
Kansas City's only a few hours south.
Yeah, but I don't drive a car. I ride my bike everywhere like you do, and to take a train or whatever to Kansas City is difficult.
Listen, we'll work out the logistics later. Just anyway, we love you.
Okay, and also I wanted to let you know I'm the goofball that calls you the 21st century Walter Cronkite, and that interview with Frank Flaguzzi proved it. I mean, you just flip a switch and turn into like a first class interviewer.
Yes.
You're amazing.
Thank you so much.
I'm hopelessly in love with you.
I love you back. And I love you back.
And,
all right, Kevin.
And I've stayed in Omaha just a couple of times, but I mostly stay in Lincoln because I have a friend who lives in Lincoln. So, yeah, there you go.
Oh, see.
You got a friend.
Well, come to Midtown, man. You'll love it.
I went to the gym in Midtown. I know exactly where Midtown is.
Put a gym somewhere. He'll be there. He's like Kevin Costner. If you build it, he will come.
I have a membership to that gym. I know what you're talking about.
Genesis Gym,
maybe I'll run into you next time.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Anyway, please come to Omaha.
Right.
And, you know, I just wanted to tell you on my birthday that, you know, sometimes people are ready to give up, and you know, and you turn on your show, and it gives you hope, and you figure, wow, you know what? Maybe I won't give up.
Thank you. Be like me, Kevin. I've got no place else to go. I've nothing to lose. I'm not going to quit. I am Richard Gere.
I ain't going to quit. I got nowhere else to go.
And also, I love America. Yes, I do. God bless the United States. You know what I'm saying?
God bless.
Yeah.
United States.
By the way, think of Chris LaVoy as Shoeless Joe Jackson in what's the Kevin Costner movie? Field of Dreams. Field of Dreams. If you build a gym, he will come. I'm just telling you, you can build a gym anywhere and Chris LaVoy will come. I don't mean that in a dirty way. I mean, and he'll come to the gym. Okay.
I'll show up at the gym.
When I go on the road for Sexy Liberal, I do try to find the gym.
Yes, you do. Isn't that surprising?
Well.
the guy that owns the show that's trying to kill me for the life insurance money, he's become quite a gym rat.
Yes, he has.
I gave him a lap dance on the leg press in Denver. That's where he was when I got to the hotel. He was in the gym. And I said, I don't feel like you're as happy to see me as I am to see you. And so I gave him a lap dance while he was doing a leg press. And that got his attention.
Yep. That'll do it.
Yeah.
What did the lovely, intelligent Mrs. Hartenbaum think?
She wasn't there.
His wife.
Oh, I posted a video with him, and lots of people were like, "Oh, so funny video! Love this tour." Yeah. Blah blah blah. And Ron's wife just posted on there. Ron needs new sunglasses.
That sounds like her.
Weird and random.
Well, that sounds like her too.
I think it's because mine are so fantastic. And thank you for all the compliments on my sunglasses. Okay, Melania Trump will not spend much time in D.C. if her husband gets reelected, according to the. Really, they seem so close. She's distancing herself even more from her husband and from the Washington scene. She clearly hated being in Washington. Blah blah blah. Trump has said that she'll be more involved in the campaign, but she hasn't.
Yeah, well, she's showing up so often at rallies.
Yeah, she's like,
be best
if you keep your fat orange ass away from me. Can you imagine if Joe Biden didn't show up at all for anything yet?
Yeah.
Just saying. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Here's what happens. It's the end of hour three before I even get to one of Trump's co-defendants in the Georgia election interference case. Quote, there weren't even that many ovens. That was his comments about
She's
the
awful, Holocaust.
He said, I've been to both Dachau and Auschwitz. They could never have ovened that many Jews. There weren't even that many ovens. The number's not 6 million Jews died. It was not 6 million. If you take a trip, you'll know that number is a lie. Okay. One commentator accused him of going full Nazi. I have been to Dachau and it's lots of ovens. I have that headache in both eyes again. Okay, mommy's going to lie down, and I'll see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome host of the WRJN Morning Show here on Civic Media, Don Rosen, who talks celebrity encounters. And Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson joins to discuss weird Wisconsin.
Nightlight with P. Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
I'm John.
I'm Gordy.
Join us for the John and Gordy Show 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
Right here on WMDX Bad Radio in Madison.
Your family won't want to miss the shindig, hullabaloo, and politics.
John and Gordy Show, weekday morning 6 to 8 a.m. right here.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.